The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the Life Tips Show, everyone. Byron White here. I'm here with Joe Carlio, the Director of Community Affairs for Victory Programs. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So, Joe, tell me a little bit about Victory Programs and how you began and what it's all about and why you're there.
Okay. Well, Victory Programs has been around for 35 years. In fact, we're celebrating our 35th year with a big celebration on May 7th this year. It started as a single program located in Boston's South End as a place where Vietnam veterans who were dealing with alcohol addiction could come and sleep at night and eventually get some treatment. And over the 35 years, Victory has grown to 18 different types of housing and treatment programs throughout the city of Boston and in Cambridge, and including a technical assistance arm, which provides services to help create housing for people with AIDS, expanding from Maine down to West Virginia.
Mm. How did you get involved? You're the Director of Community Affairs. Tell me how you got involved in the organization, and also how big is the organization?
Like I said, we...
How many staff?
There's around 150 staff, somewhere around 150 to in that range, 150 to 200 in there. I don't have the exact number.
Wow. Are they volunteers or are they paid employees?
We have lots of volunteers, but no, we have paid staff throughout. Most of them are direct service staff, so they're actually providing hands-on residential treatment services and residential housing supportive services.
Incredible. Only in America could an organization this large be in operation. How do you get funding for your organization, Joe?
Well, it's a lot of work. And there's tremendous amounts of effort around through the philanthropic community to receive private dollars to support different initiatives throughout the program. We also receive dollars through some federal programs and then locally through the state of Massachusetts Department of Public Health and the city of Boston's Boston Public Health Commission. Mm. So all of that is competitive on a regular basis. We're constantly writing grants and pursuing new funding opportunities, as well as doing fundraising efforts through different efforts like events and those kinds of things.
Mm. And how tell us a little bit about your clients. Who are they? What's their demographic?
Well, it varies greatly. The number one thing is almost every one of our clients is someone who is homeless or is extremely precariously housed. So that's sort of the common thread. But Victory has grown over the years through a real strategic decision to create alliances with other organizations and in some cases merge with other organizations and help a smaller organization succeed with their own mission. So they've also been the first to respond to new needs. So at one point in time when the AIDS epidemic really was just heating up, most people couldn't get into a residential treatment program if they had AIDS. So Victory Programs was one of the first places in Boston to actually open a program specifically targeted towards people who had both HIV, AIDS, and were dealing with addiction issues. So our clients vary greatly, but we have programs specifically for men, programs for women, programs for moms, programs for families. We have a very large portion it's very, very diverse, so a large portion of the folks that we serve are people of color throughout the whole program. But, it really is, again, depending on the program. For example, our Revision family home is just one of them. It's attached to an urban farm that houses 22 homeless families. I used to say moms, but we actually have a single dad who's homeless with his daughter living there. So it's but young. They're very young families. They're the moms are probably in their early 20s, and their children are very, very small. And we have a program that's targeted primarily to men who are dealing with addiction in various places too. So it's kind of all over the map in terms of who we serve, but the foundation of our mission is around helping people move from homelessness to stability and then deal with the rest of the aspects of their lives.
Are you there are over 1,200 individuals and families each year that you're servicing. Are you, to what extent are you servicing them? I mean, meals, a roof over their head, education. I mean, how broad are you going?
Well, it's all of that. Again, it depends on the program that you would be living in, but all of our people that are living in one of Victory Program's buildings certainly are receiving food through the program as well, so certainly meals. There's a tremendous amount of services that we provide around housing stability, so helping people get ready to move to their own place, so that ranges from helping folks find a subsidy in an apartment if that's what they're going to need, to some job training and, really about helping people become more independent. And so we do a tremendous amount of that. And a few of our programs are shorter term, really geared towards both dealing with addiction and recovery, and those are fairly intensive type services, but also on the end of that, again, going back to the housing stability and the ability to live independently.
Hmm. How did you get involved with the organization, Joe?
Well, the story there is I actually have worked with Victory Programs for many years, but I was the executive director of a different organization, and it was the AIDS Housing Corporation. And as I mentioned, with Victory, there are lots of programs that it just seemed to make sense to form an alliance with. So the AIDS Housing Corporation actually had worked with Victory for so many years that we started a year-long process of looking at what would it look like for us to join forces. And so in July of 2009, AIDS Housing Corporation became part of Victory Programs, which is now called the Technical Assistance Program, and I became their director of community affairs for the whole agency.
Mm. Had you been at your previous program for quite some time and dedicated your life to making the world and making people's lives better?
I never say that, but I think that we all, we strive towards that. Yes. I mean, I ran AIDS Housing Corporation for 10 years. And I was also prior to that with the AIDS Action Committee in Boston. I've been working in the field, the area of HIV/AIDS and homelessness for about 22 years now. And housing is such an incredibly important part of helping folks living with HIV actually get better and stay better and all of that stuff, that it really is, whenever you look at treatment and all, it's the foundation of it. So I've been involved for a real long time in that, and locally and also nationally, I was part of the National AIDS Housing Coalition, which is based in Washington, D.C., which is primarily advocating for the housing needs of people living with HIV and AIDS across the country. So, I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Boston area is thankful to have people like you. Have you studied how other cities are managing the same challenges that you're taking on every day? And how does Boston compare with other cities?
We certainly have. There's lots of efforts done pretty much in any major city to look at best practices across the country and to try to replicate them. And sometimes what has to happen is driven by the funding stream. So if, for example, HUD were to have some sort of program they created, then nonprofits have to somehow fit into those programs. But we have really, really strived to be innovative and to push the envelope as much as possible. I think in areas like the concept of housing first, which is really the concept of getting people into a house regardless of where they're at, get them stabilized physically, and then move on to whatever else has either created the homelessness or whatever issues are going on in their lives, but not saying you need to have this much time where you haven't done X, Y, and Z before you can have a place to live. So we really have embraced that over the years. And I think in the Boston area, we've kind of been one of the leaders in that. There are other cities that New York City and Portland, Oregon, that have very, very successful programs in this as well. But we've all worked together to try to, again, compare notes and see what works best and what doesn't work and how you deal with particular types of crises and all of that.
Perfect segue into my next question, which is going to be about success. How does your organization define success? But I want to take a station break first here. So okay. Back in just a few minutes, everybody, with some keen insight onto how to make this all work. And I also want to play in when we come back from the break on the concept of the web and how you might be using it to either for fundraising purposes or et cetera. So back in just a few minutes, everybody.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
As you know, being an expert at
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with f***?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f*** performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
On the road. On the boat. Working out. Or up in the air. Now you can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere. Look for WebmasterRadio.fm on TuneIn. Available for download on your iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, Android, Palm, Samsung, and Windows Phone. As well as Google TV, Yahoo TV, and Roku. Tune in to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere by downloading TuneIn right now. WebmasterRadio.fm. We really are everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
We're back with Joe Carlio. Joe, welcome back.
Hi.
Joe, tell us about success. How does your organization define success?
Well, it's always a funny question. You know, again, if we go back to funders want to see success. They want us to have measurements, and but I think for us, we do a whole bunch of different kinds of things. We do extensive amounts of client satisfaction surveying, and we do similar type things with staff in terms of asking people what's working, what isn't working, and you know, for you know, just to you know, to be altruistic about it, somebody who you know is basically living under a bridge and finds themselves in an apartment somewhere, and having a place to call if they need help, and finding themselves becoming a member of their community as opposed to kind of just getting through, is one way of looking at how we would measure success. We have a huge number of people that we refer to as alumni, who are folks who've gone through one of Victory Program's programs, and you know, are living their lives very successfully at this point. And so, you know, again, from that standpoint, we just see that as success. And I think that one of the words we really, really try to avoid is failure, because I think that what we all know in life is that sometimes things don't work out, and then we learn from that and we move on. And I think when you set it up that either you're going to make it this time or you failed, versus you're going to make it this time and maybe you slide back, but you're going to try again, are two different ways of looking at the world. So, but we have a tremendously high rate of, from the standpoint of people, for example, finding recovery and remaining in recovery and remaining sober or clean for any length of time is very high. So we're able to demonstrate that through data. We have a program that is called Warren Street Housing, which is the type of program I was referring to earlier. It's housing first. It's some of the more complicated folks that you would house, people who are chronically homeless, all kinds of complications in their lives, mental health issues, substance use issues, getting them into an apartment and helping them stabilize. And in that program, in the last 3 years, it opened 3 years ago, there has only been one eviction in all the time of the 14 units that are in that program. So, you know, that's extremely successful if you follow along with how things have gone with other models.
How are you using the web and technology? Obviously, we're on webmasterradio.fm. How has the web helped your efforts at all?
Yeah, I think one thing with a lot of nonprofit work is you know, resources are tight. So sometimes it's not as easy for a nonprofit to just be really up to speed on how to use social networking or the web and in ways that are going to benefit them. But I think everyone is kind of getting there. We certainly have begun using it more for
We're
just
back
getting
with
the word
Joe Carleo. Joe, welcome back.
If you go to our website,
Joe, tell us about success. How does your organization define success?
And what that allows you to do.
It's always a funny question.
If you were, in fact, a caseworker or even a potential client,
searching the web, they want to have measurements.
You could see if
there was a program
for us
that you might be a good fit for.
You know, we do a whole bunch of different programs directly.
We do extensive
and
in essence, apply survey
or inquire.
And we do similar type things with staff.
What the process
in terms of asking people what's working there or working.
You know, for
get in yourself,
you know, just to you know, to be altruistic,
you know,
about
somebody
I think we're really trying to use,
you know, is basically
media,
living
all,
under a
I think all
nonprofits are
trying to use
in
a web and
somewhere,
social networking
and
social media,
having
guess,
a place to call if they need
help
and
in finding themselves,
you know,
becoming a member
be
of the
more
community
well
as
known,
opposed to
more kind of in our fundraising
just getting through.
So fundraising, employment opportunities,
we have
general promotion, sharing
of
success stories. By the way, the website is vpi.org for those that are interested in checking it out.
You know, our
what's next for Victory
living their lives,
Victory Programs?
Very successfully at this point.
Well, I think,
as I mentioned, again, from that standpoint, we just see that as success. And
I think that
one of the words we really, really try to avoid is failure, because
calling our future
I think that
victory,
what we all know in life
really
is that sometimes things don't work out, and
victory
then
to continue
learn from
doing
that, we move on. And I think when you set it up that either you're going to make
you know,
it this
as
time or you failed, versus you're going to make it this time and maybe
Boston,
you slide back,
but
you're going to try again.
You know, on the one hand, we want to be looking
at
those
world,
state-of-the-art
so,
programs, and
a
whole lot of
but
the,
we have
a
tremendous
movement towards being
more high rate
of those things. That,
from the standpoint of
who's
people,
running,
for example,
programs is going to
have
to
recovery
kind of address,
and remaining over recovery
next,
and remaining
say,
sober or
years.
Clean
and
for
in addition,
any length of time.
We really do
is,
vision
is very high,
creating
so,
lots more housing.
We're able to demonstrate that through
because.
Whenever
data,
you work in this, you know, when
we
talk we
have
about
programs
and not success,
that
it's called Warren Street Housing, which is
waiting
the type of program
anybody who does
to earlier,
tell you
housing
this.
First.
Waiting
some
of the
are
more
huge,
complicated
always
folks
people
that you would
looking
house,
for.
People who
somewhere to
are chronically
help
them
get back
all kinds
on their feet
or get on
their feet. Mental health
and
issues,
so,
substance use
one of the biggest
getting them into
any major city
and helping them stabilize. And in that program,
of,
in the last 3 years, it opened 3 years ago,
call home.
So, there has only been one eviction.
I think, you know,
in
Victory,
the,
it will be continuing to analysts that are in that program.
To really
so
push that envelope, respond to whatever the greatest need is.
If you follow along with how things have gone with other models.
Effective and current as possible.
How are you using the web and technology? Obviously, we're on webmasterradio.fm.
Indeed.
Has the web helped your efforts at all?
What do you think the overall
biggest challenges and hurdles that your organization is currently undergoing at the moment right now? We have, of course, chaos in the political landscape of what's happening. I'm sure there's some dependency upon funding to make things work. But are there infrastructure problems? How does an organization like yours just make it work? I mean, that's a lot of bodies on the payroll to make things work. What are the biggest challenges?
And what that allows you to do is,
I think you said them.
If you were, in fact, a caseworker or even a potential client
with our belt
searching the web, you could see if there was a program there that you thought you might be a good fit
for.
You can actually contact the program directly.
It's looked at
daily and presented weekly
or
inquire
about
and wherever there's been
would be to
an issue that
might
come up where perhaps there's suddenly a funding reduction from
or,
a state
or get in yourself if that were the case.
Governmental agencies.
So, we're
really trying to use
what we really
social
need
media,
to do
I think all nonprofits
are trying
about
harming anybody.
The web and social
and that's
network
really
challenging
social media,
again,
any
nonprofit
in
Victory has done,
help
you know,
we
work very, very hard to
be more well known, be more
work within a budget so
that
those kinds of things don't happen.
So, fundraising, employment opportunities,
and sometimes
general promotion,
like right now,
sharing
example,
of success stories. By the way, the website is vpi.org for those that are interested in checking it out.
We know that at some point
what's
we will
next
know what
for Victory
for the next couple
Victory
of years
programs.
Will look like. But sometimes
well, I think,
happens where all of a sudden,
as I mentioned, May 7th,
they need to
we have this big event
to
reduce
which
funding.
And
part of that
6 months
is
of the year,
that's
really
something
that
we're calling
double
our future
that
victory
you've already
fund.
Spent
but it's really to create a fund for
that you've projected
victory to
out.
Continue doing
you
what,
have to do a lot of,
what it's been doing. But again, as I mentioned, we have about 20 buildings
to help people
as often
as possible.
And
I think people who work in,
on the one hand, we want to be able to keep those state of the art
a lot of bodies.
There's a whole lot of the,
but
the movement
that,
towards
people
being
work
more
extremely
hard
for
the amount of
anybody
who's running
that
residential programs
they
is going to have to
kind of
address
amazing
over the next,
to what
let's
doing.
Say, 5 to 10 years.
So,
and in addition,
we really
do
envision
it's a lot of work
creating lots more housing.
Well, I know one way we can help is to attend your fabulous
you
event
in
the Boston area here on May 7th, which I'm looking at some of the details of. It's a great venue.
Housing,
it looks like you have
you
set up. Tickets are $175. I'll spread the word and see if I can make it myself to help show the faith there. But how else can people get involved, Joe, if they're not in the Boston area?
Any major city and rural area.
The website thing is
our website now.
Ways
to donate
money
for people to actually
call
if you wanted
home.
To do
so,
that,
and you can do that online.
I think you know for Victory it will be continuing
and,
also
to really
you know if you were in the
envelope
area,
on
to whatever the greatest
hearing
is.
There's information regarding
that
through the web,
or
you can
just contact
as possible
Merrill
and to create new housing opportunities
by telephone as well.
Indeed.
617-541.
What do you think the overall what kind of sorry to interrupt. What hurdles
what kind of
your
organization
is currently
can people in the Boston area
undergoing
I mean,
at the moment right
for,
now?
We have you know
of course, chaos
computers, laptops,
furniture.
You know, I'm
sure
there's some dependency upon funding.
Money,
you know,
clothes,
to make things work.
I mean,
but are there infrastructure problems? How does an organization like yours just make it work?
Christmas,
I mean, that's a lot of bodies on the payroll to
make
things work. What are the biggest challenges?
Well, I mean, Steve Knight said them.
They come from their parents.
But, you know, we really
work
operate
with churches all over the area and other tightly tightened.
It's not sort of like the child
look,
just
for example,
gift,
at our
you know,
annual
get a budget,
gift
addressed
to them
from their
mother.
Daily and
but it's really been donated by some other
to the board of directors
that
help
every
wherever
year
there's been
kind of a thing.
An issue that's come up.
We also make sure all of our clients
funding reduction from one of the states.
They receive a nice dinner, for example,
governmental
at that time.
We have to respond to that.
So
what
that's
we really need to
one
do is figure out ways
to respond
without harming
ways
anybody.
That we
and that's really challenging.
We engage
for, again,
people in helping us out.
Victory has
sometimes folks
will
call
very
and say they have
something they'd like to donate to
work
us
within a budget.
So that those
and
kinds of things don't happen.
And
in
that
you
case,
you
again,
just never know where
someone's
going to call for that. But And but sometimes it isn't another way.
Like,
and
right now,
we have
for example,
the state of Massachusetts
is in
work as well.
In the we run a
state
farm
legislature,
right in the
heart
of Dorchester.
We're able to see what they're looking like.
So
we know that it's
a very, very urban area, and we operate
a one-acre farm.
But sometimes something happens where all of a sudden,
mid-year,
they decide they need
the folks living in that neighborhood, and we have people who volunteer all summer on the farm.
And if it's 6 months in
the
year, that's really
it's sort of double that
because you've already spent
6 months of your.
So those are other kinds of volunteer opportunities.
So you have to do a lot of adjusting.
Got it.
And again,
so you're open for any donation, any time, any effort that somebody wants to put into the organization. And frankly, that's probably how it all works.
Right. But I think
we've really enjoyed having you on the show. Is there any other final conclusions or support we can offer as we close out?
And, well, I just appreciate the time, and I think it's a lot of work.
Awareness is what you know.
Well, I know one way we can help is to attend your fabulous event in the Boston area here on May 7th, which I'm looking at some of the details of. It's a great venue. It looks like you have set up. Tickets are $175.
A lot of people go.
I'll spread the word and see if I can make it myself to help show the faith there. But how else can people get involved, Joe, if they're not in the Boston area? Well, we've enjoyed having you on the show and hope that the listeners will be so inspired to help your organization out, Joe. So thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you.
And right on. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. And your spirits are higher as a result of talking with Joe and inspired to do something great to make the world a better place. Thanks for listening, everybody. We look forward to listening to more great guests, particularly in this nonprofit space that we're diving into at LifeTips. So thanks for listening, everybody. What kind of support can people in the Boston area offer? I mean, are you looking for computers, laptops, furniture, besides money, clothes. I mean, what do you look for?
Well, one of the things we do, for example, is Christmas time, the holiday season. We make sure that every child that's in our program receives gifts, and they receive nice gifts, and they come from their parents. We work with churches all over the area and other groups. And it's not sort of like the child just gets a gift, they get a wrapped gift addressed to them from their mother, but it's really been donated by some other real angels that help every year with that kind of a thing. We also make sure all of our clients receive something, so that they receive a nice dinner, for example, at that time, so that's just one kind of example of ways that we engage people in helping us out. Sometimes folks will call and say they have something they'd like to donate to us. In that case, again, that main number is the number to call for that, but that's another way. And then we have direct volunteer, work as well. We run a farm right in the heart of Dorchester. So a very, very urban area, and we operate about a 1 acre farm that produces, freshly grown food for folks living in that neighborhood. And we have people who volunteer all summer on the farm, and we have a farm stand on Blue Hill Ave, and we sell the produce there. So those are other kinds of volunteer opportunities that we seek.
Got it. So you're open for any donation, any time, any effort that somebody wants to put into the organization. And frankly, that's probably how it all works.
Right.
Well, right. We've really enjoyed having you on the show. Is there any other final conclusions or support we can offer as we close out?
Well, I just appreciate the time, and I think awareness is what helps people realize both how they can help and how lucky they might be themselves. And I think for people to become more aware of those among us that just need some help to really become amazing people, because I've seen a lot of people go from really tough spots to being incredible folks. And so I appreciate the ability, the time to be able to just talk a bit about it with you.
Well, we've enjoyed having you on the show and hope that the listeners will be so inspired to help your organization out, Joe. So thanks again for being on the show.
All right. Thank you.
Right on. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser, and your spirits are higher as a result of talking with Joe and inspired to do something great and make the world a better place. Thanks for listening, everybody. We look forward to listening to more great guests, particularly in this nonprofit space that we're diving into at LifeTips. So thanks for listening, everybody.